This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello. I think today was one of our giddiest shows. Do you know that?
It was indeed. And you know it's always going to be a giddy show when somebody's a little bit hungover.
Yeah.
And Emma, you were a little bit hungover.
I was, to say the very least. I went out with my housemate Emer last night and we said, that's it, two. We're on for two and that's it.
Yeah.
And then, sure, there was one of the bar lads that works in the bar. We get on it really well. Haven't seen him since the summer. Thought he'd left the place, actually. And he has. He's gone back to like part-time hours. He's working somewhere else now, kind of.
Yeah.
But we just got so giddy when we saw him. Had to have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sure, then we had another drink. And then my boyfriend Jack arrived. And then I ended up drinking a cup of tea, trying to calm the whole situation down. So, yeah, no, I could definitely feel it this morning. But it went from grogginess to giddiness quite quickly.
It did. I remember the first time I ever did a show, sort of hungover. Like on this show, and I was like, this is unreal. I was like, this is some crack. Now, was I hungover or was I still on it? Who knows?
I don't know, but there's still definitely, obviously, naturally a little bit of alcohol left in your system because we get up quite early.
Yeah, or you're just a bit more relaxed or something.
Yeah, you are. It's always going to be a loosey-goosey show with a bit of messing. And that's the thing, if Callum's in the form for it, great. And if he's not, you'll get real scared.
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah. enjoy your weekend. Enjoy today's giddiness. And we'll catch you back Monday.
Have a good one.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning and welcome to the weekend.
Morning.
What's
we
the story?
Did it.
Yeah, we did. Long week, you were saying.
Oh my God, it feels like such a long week for me because obviously I'm just back from holidays, but it's just like I was kind of fighting a bit of jet lag, but not too bad, but then I had loads of bits on the evenings and yeah, I was just like, I feel like I have been back for 3 weeks.
That sucks, man.
It's mad.
That,
I can't believe that
great.
This time last week I was in bloody Mexico. It's so
weird. Yeah, I kind of can't believe that either. It feels
head.
Like you never left, to be honest, at
I know.
This point. Yeah. Aging
how it goes.
Really kicked in last night for me.
Aging,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
Had a couple of drinks out with my housemate, Emer.
Nice.
And then as the night went on, I just went, no, like, I've had enough. That's.
Wow.
I've had enough. But you know
gross.
What, Aisling? I really liked the atmosphere. So I really wanted to stay.
Okay.
So at about 10:30, I said, is there any chance I could have a cup of tea?
You didn't. In a pub?
In a pub.
Stop.
They're
what?
Like, it's in the bottle tower in Rathfarnham. They're like, table quiz was well underway. Really good atmosphere. Place was
were
hopping
you,
with
were
people.
You in the quiz?
Nah. I didn't want to commit to it because it didn't start until so late.
Yeah,
I was like, I need to go to bed. So I said, could I have a cup of tea? So I ordered a cup of tea and the shortbread was so good. Johnny, one of the lads who worked there, I said, Johnny, like whatever I need to pay for more shortbread, just give me more shortbread.
The shortbread?
Unbelievable, lads.
Oh,
it's the
my
way
God.
To go. It was divine.
Nanny in the corner.
Literally nanny in the corner.
It could be genius though because you're kind of preempting what you're probably going to do when you get home.
Exactly.
You're doing it there.
I just got that done there.
So that when you get home then you're
just straight to bed.
Straight to bed.
Easy peasy. I'd highly
you
recommend.
You don't have to do the shortbread session.
No, the
at
shortbread
home.
Session done and dusted.
Wow.
While on site.
She's an inspiration.
Let's go. Spins Fully Charged with Now.
In the past on the show we've brought you many corners. Cat corner, rat corner, I believe Paul Mescal corner at
toilet
one point.
Corner.
Toilet corner, essentially when there's more than two stories doing the rounds about a particular theme, we bring all to you in one go. And this morning I would like to welcome you to Bond Corner.
Oh!
A lot going on in the world of Bond at the moment. Well, in terms of speculation, probably because the lack of factual information about the next Bond leads us to Bond Corner this morning because no one really knows what's going on and everyone has an idea or two about what could come.
Multiple so takes.
We'll start with what we could be a lot of people are expecting to happen from the next installment. Obviously, we'll talk about music because it does have an impressive legacy of featuring award-winning songs from some of the biggest singers in the world. Let's talk about obviously Billie Eilish with No Time to Die in recent years, Skyfall from Adele, Madonna's Die Another Day, that was back in 2002. Not to mention Sam Smith, Sir Paul McCartney or Sir Tom Jones over the last number of years. But now it looks like a very, very relevant and kind of, I would just say, breakthrough star of 2024 might be joining the list. And that person is Chappell Roan.
No way.
Now again, this is all
very
speculation. Obviously, she has crept to the top of the leaderboard. Her odds down to 2-1
wow.
by bookmakers at the moment. and other potential picks. Lady Gaga's in there.
She has Gaga not done a Bond theme?
Yeah, she's very Bond theme vibes, I think.
Very much so. That makes sense. I can almost see her.
Yeah.
Others in the mix. Harry Styles.
No.
Not really relevant at the moment.
No, but I just wouldn't, that wouldn't scream Bond to me.
No,
me neither.
No.
His just, style of music.
Me neither. And again.
Just happy clappy.
This person, no. Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, not really. Could she go do a sort of a sexy number? They do enjoy the female artists for those big songs. Or rather, they've kind of had the biggest ones.
Absolutely.
Like Billie and Adele in particular.
Fact, yeah. Elsewhere, the next Bond villain. Speculation about that in James Bond Corner this morning. Fresh after completing the Dublin City Marathon, the odds are on Colin Farrell.
Wow.
It's been talked about for a while. Major shift, they're saying, for the next installment after Daniel Craig's long run. And naturally, obviously, Colin Farrell, no stranger kind of to the villain roles after The Penguin, and then he got his own spin-off and all the rest.
Yeah.
But the others who were in the mix for the villain are all Irish, Cillian Murphy and Barry Keoghan.
Interesting.
There are what the crew are saying.
I could see them all. God, we do a good villain, don't we?
Well, you would.
Here in Ireland.
Yeah. I think Barry Keoghan as well. There's so much potential there. And obviously Cillian as well. Both of them, though, busy, of course, with the Peaky Blinders film at the moment.
Yeah, there you go.
Finally, in Bond Corner this morning, what about the next Bond himself, though, Aisling?
Well, there's been speculation of an Irish candidate there for a long time, too.
There has.
Yeah.
But who's making the papers in terms of the next potential Bond?
Not Paul.
Nah, Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, for God's sake.
Former Top Gear host. Obviously, at the moment, he's busy doing his show, Clarkson's Farm, which is doing really well for him. Could he be swapping the wellies out for this?
No way.
I suppose he is a very good driver, so the stunts he'd be all right at.
Yeah.
But the odds aren't great. I think this is just a little bit of clickbait that caught me this morning.
Right, okay.
The odds 1,000 to 1.
Okay. So, but not at all.
Who else is in the mix and who I think would be fabulous, actually, as soon as I saw the name this morning, I went, oh yeah, Reggie Jean Paul. Do you remember he was on the...
Oh, Bridgerton.
The first Bridgerton installment.
Oh yeah, oh he has been in the mix for a while, I think.
He's gorgeous, isn't he?
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, he'd be very good.
Tom Hardy, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Cillian Murphy and obviously the man of the hour, Mr. Paul Mescal as well.
For me, I'm like, oh, Paul's only a kid.
Yeah.
He can't be James Bond, but like, he's probably nearly 30 now.
You were... Gladiator last night. He obviously fit that role quite well.
Yeah, he did. He looks very Roman as well.
Does he?
Yeah, like you weren't like, oh, there's an Irish lad in Rome. He looked the part. The muscles. Ah,
he looks like a Roman, you said.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, really?
They dyed his hair a bit darker and stuff, and he's real tanned.
Okay, very good.
The last couple of mornings, for some reason or other, I've had a little flick through the tabloids in the morning. And
I know why that is.
Why?
Because everything on the internet's about the US election.
Yeah, that was actually a big factor.
And we're looking for some other stuff that's going on.
It's hard to find something else going on. But that's sort of died down now, thankfully. But one story that the tabloids absolutely love to write about is a new Guinness World Record.
Okay.
You see them all over the place for like the most random things. But something that's not often talked about is the discontinuation of a Guinness World Record. Mm. For you mightn't realise this, but some Guinness World Record attempts from the past have been discontinued, as in they won't let you attempt to break it anymore.
Ah, too dangerous maybe?
Yeah, loads of different reasons, like moral reasons, unsafe, dangerous, etc, etc. And then some extremely random reasons. So someone on Instagram has compiled like a collection of the kind of more wacky discontinued Guinness World Record attempts and why they were cancelled.
Yeah.
So I'll start with a kind of a stupid one, which is sort of funny. The world record for the fastest journey around the world by car was scrapped.
Ah,
can you guess why?
Well, the RSA and co.
Yeah.
Speeding.
Speed limits.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There's no competition.
No.
Oh,
that's
limit.
So true.
Yeah, it can't go any faster.
So technically, if you did, you'd be dangerous driving.
Yeah, breaking the law.
There you go.
Yeah. Then there's a couple of sort of like self-explanatory ones. The world record for the heaviest pet was discontinued because it was encouraging people to overfeed their pets.
My God.
The like last winner had to be brought in a wheelbarrow.
Ah, lads. What, is a cat or something brought in a
wheelbarrow? Probably, yes. It's almost cats. The largest ever balloon release, that's gone because of environmental concerns. This one's quite funny. Most guitars smashed during a concert. The reason given for why that's been cancelled? Guitar welfare.
Now you're joking me. That one should be okay.
I guess they're sort of like, it's such a waste of like guitars. And it's sort of a it's sort of a diss to like guitar makers. Marshall.
I think that's a bit woke. That's a bit woke.
Well, yeah, calling a guitar welfare is woke. The record last was held by Matthew Bellamy from the band Muse, who wrecked 140 guitars on tour in 2004.
Now I'm conflicted, you know, because that is silly.
And like you would have people just wasting guitars if they kept it going. Mm. I suppose they're like ethically it's not great, or it's not a great look. Anyway, the fastest violin playing was
discontinued.
Because
sore on your fingies.
No, not sore fingies. Because of the difficulty in determining if the musical notes were all sufficiently played. And they said even when slowed down, it was very hard to tell if like they fully played the note, or if, I guess, if you just like tip off it.
Right, okay.
Which actually kind of does make sense.
You'd think that they'd have something these days though to do the opposite of that, almost, that like, you know,
like
electronically they can figure out where your finger movements, yeah, and you know where the, what's it called, the rod or whatever it's called, touched off the strings.
That's true. Maybe someday
I'll be back.
Longest kiss scrapped due to the dangers of sleep deprivation.
Ew. I don't think I'd like to kiss someone for that long.
I know.
They're talking, they do like 24 hours.
I guess.
Snogging?
I suppose so. Or more.
Mouth.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to eat either.
Or drink or breathe properly.
Unless
or...
you can put a little straw like in the toilet. This one's funny. Most greeting cards received by an individual that was cancelled due to fears of overwhelming the postal system.
You honestly can't do anything anymore.
But to be fair, the last person who like made this world record his own received 33 million greetings cards when he was suffering with cancer over a 3-year period. So much so that he actually received them for 10 years past after he had been like got the all clear.
Oh dear.
So he was well and he was still receiving cards in the millions.
How did he incentivize that? Like, how do people do it?
It must have been a campaign.
Right, okay.
You know, like back
then. Imagine your poor dad, the postman, dropping all those letters around.
I know, my poor dad.
Oh, yeah.
He's a postman.
Can't be doing that.
In bits. And then the last one, which is, it's obvious why, but the story behind it is funny. The longest time spent buried alive, that was cancelled because it was unsafe. So the last person to beat that record was back in 1998. He was a guy known as the Human Mole, but his real name was Jeff. And he spent 140 days underground to beat his mother's record of 101 days. So they're like a family of moles. And the Guinness World Record Association wouldn't give him the award for safety reasons. His response was, there's way more dangerous things in the book. There's a record for a man who eats cars.
Was there a record for a guy who eats cars?
Must have been.
Well, and I presume that's been discontinued as well then.
Human Mole makes a good point.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Days on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Obviously, tons of Paul Mescal talk after he was in Dublin yesterday for the Gladiator premiere. But did you see the video of him going back to Trinity College?
No.
He went back to Trinity and I think he was doing an interview or something, but like there was like a crowd of screaming girls.
Oh, no way.
Like, it was hilarious. But I'm just thinking there, because obviously we just played Jazzy there. I'd love to see Jazzy do a little comeback to like her
primary school
in Crumlin. And the kids, they'd be going ballistic.
I'd say she's out the door with people from her school going, would you come back and do a careers talk?
I know.
Would you come back and talk to our TYs? Would you come back and visit the junior infants?
We are obsessed with a success story.
We absolutely are.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Aisling, you're going to love this.
I'm so buzzing.
You are going to love this. Okay, so for you listening, you might be aware of this. A couple of weeks ago, producer Callum brought us a game whereby people meow to popular songs. The idea being, well, not necessarily the idea being, but poor Callum is getting spammed out of it on his TikTok feed with essentially people meowing to well-known songs.
So I wouldn't say poor Callum to that.
Well,
I would say the words lucky Callum.
He's really been enjoying himself on this and we brought it to the show and had a bit of fun with it. So, for example, you know the Billie Eilish song, What Was I Made For?
Yes.
It sounds like this. So relaxing. Ugh.
I think I've heard this in meow form.
Have you?
Yes. Because I think people are using it as a sound on TikTok.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so that's what's going on. This is obviously very big on TikTok at the moment. Yes, you said you've heard it being meowed. It's a joy.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. It kind of makes me want to cry.
really emotional.
It's so sad. I pictured like a cat who can't get in the window.
Yeah.
So sad.
Puss in Boots, big eyes almost, yeah. So look, this is a joy and you missed out and you deserve to feel the joy that Dave and I felt a few weeks ago when we played this game. So we're going to kick off a game of can you identify these well-known songs when they've just been meowed? You ready?
Yes.
So,
producer Callum,
what I've done is all these songs are meowed. It's from a YouTube account called Bongo Cat. It's a guy, I think it may be AI, who basically puts songs through a cat meowing generator. You heard on the Billie Eilish song there was an instrumental behind it. Mm-hmm. I've isolated just the meows.
You're madding.
So because you'd be able to know what it is by the instrumental. Okay, for this game, we're going to play the meows. To buzz in, you have to meow. So Emma, can I have your best meow, please?
Meow!
Okay, cool. You can buzz, you can meow at any time. You don't have to wait for the song to end.
Okay.
Here is song number one. Can you identify what this song is?
Meow.
Ashley?
Harry Styles, As It Was.
Let's find out if you're correct.
Well done, Ash.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ashley.
How many IMC cinema passes do I get?
Zero.
I would say that's beginner's luck.
Yeah, that was kind of easy. Let's go on to song number two. Don't forget, meow to buzz in.
Meow.
Emma.
I don't know where it's from.
Come on now. Come on. Don't meow and then not give me a guess.
That's a big, I'm purring out. That's a minus one.
Ashley, any clue? Do you want to hear it once more?
Yeah.
Play it again. You'll be kicking yourself.
No. I know it.
Oh, meow. Eminem Houdini.
I'm not giving you the point because you buzzed in too early, so you were frozen out. Well, let's find out if you are correct. Well, look what the stork brung right. Little baby ever with the four time. But you buzzed in too early, Emma.
Fine.
Yeah. Bleeps the litter box.
That's song number three.
Meow. Let it go.
Let's find out if she's correct. Well, now they know. Let it go. Isn't it so catchy?
Let it go.
Right, Emma, you can only tie this game now because it's 2 points to Ash, 0 points to Emma. Song number four.
I think it was cruel not to give me Eminem. Okay, let's go.
I know the
harmonies in that one. I love that one.
Meow.
Abba.
Ariana Grande, yes.
Ah!
Let's find out. I love it. Okay. All right, Emma, to bring this to a tie, can you guess song number five? This is a tricky one.
Rockabye. Mabel.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Mabel?
It's not Mabel.
Lillian Bandit and Anne-Marie.
Yeah, let's find out.
Sorry. I'm gonna
give you what I might love. Is that a draw then? Like
you. No, because Emma didn't guess the song, so I'm going to give you half a point there, Emma, and I'll give you half a point, Ashley.
So Ashley wins two and a half to Emma's one and a half.
Well done, everybody. That concludes another game of the Meow Song.
I was robbed.
I delivered the second lot of my Mexican presents yesterday. Yeah. I gave you guys your wrestling masks on Monday. And then yesterday I went to visit my granny and I gave her kind of holy collection of Mexican curios.
Lovely.
So there was a couple of little holy bracelets. There was a little prayer. There was some rosary beads. But I messed up. She said, and are they blessed? I said, God, I don't know. Oh, okay, well, I won't wear them until I have Father John bless them the next time he's in on the first Friday of every month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rosary beads, no good till they're blessed.
No good till they're blessed, apparently.
Right.
Even if they are stunning.
That. Well. So are they just not untouchable till then?
They're in the plastic. Wow. Until then.
You're on the head. Ready to go. It's showtime.
Body charge for Emma, Dave, Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Three.
Go.
Two.
Go.
One.
Woo.
This is Spain.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning and welcome to the weekend.
Woohoo!
We made it.
Yeah.
It's mad to think the weeks are counting down to Christmas so quickly. I was going through my calendar yesterday being like, oh my God, that weekend we're doing that, that weekend we're doing that.
And I'm like,
oh my God, it's Christmas, so weird.
This is where they all fill up.
Speaking of, I was on the phone to my 5-year-old niece yesterday evening. She cracks me up. She's got such a whopper personality. I swear to God, I actually was like trying not to laugh because like, you know, you're trying to take what you're saying seriously. So we were on the phone anyway, and I'm seeing her over the weekend. And I'm really looking forward to it because I haven't really hung out with her in a few weeks or whatever. So,
and she gets a bit miffed now when you don't make the effort, doesn't she?
Oh yeah, I'll be told all about it. I'm sure she'll have a strict word with me over the weekend.
She's a hardy one.
She is indeed. And anyway, there's a bit of Christmas decorations going up around the place. And I said, what do you think? Is it exciting? Do you love that the Christmas decorations are up? And she said, no, Emma, it's far too early.
Yes.
And
sensible.
I was like, okay, cool. And come here, how was school this week? Are you happy the week's nearly over? And she said, yeah, it was quite tiring. And I literally was, she's 5, right? And I was like, I'm just trying to make conversation, you know? And I said, and come here, have you had a thought, think about what you'd like me to get you for Christmas? And she said, man, she was talking, I have talking to her mom, my sister in the car. She said, Emma, do you mind if I think about it?
Oh my God, stop. She's a little woman.
I was literally like, I was like, yeah, Florence, that's fine. You take your time. She said, yeah, I'll have a think about it. Anyway, I'm seeing you over the weekend. Am I? Okay, I have to go. I have to go. Bye. I was like, what is going on? Who was this 40-year-old woman on the phone?
Oh, my God.
Emma, like, do you mind if I think about it?
Can you give me a second?
Don't be annoying me.
Please, do you mind? Oh, that's so,
so funny.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Morning.
All right, I have a very exciting evening ahead. So at 7 o'clock, I've got choir practice, and then the whole choir are heading off on a bus up to the Bernard Shaw, where we will take part in a musical rave.
I go on.
I cannot wait for this. It's going to be basically a club night playing only musical songs. Sadly, on Wednesday, when I tried to convince Emma that this was a cool event that she should come to, she said something crazy, like along the lines of, like, that sounds super lame or something. And I was like, are you actually okay in the head? But I said, no matter. I will do my best to convince you otherwise. I said, I will compose a musical rave song of my own to prove to you that musical raves can be cool and hip.
I think you're hoping that everyone listening to the show actually shows up tonight so that these can be a weekly event at the Bernard Shaw. I think that's 100%. Your ploy, to be honest. Callum.
I don't know what happened, but I saw an ad for this. It came up on my Instagram. I don't know if they was your choir group sponsored it or something, but it was like, it's like 15 quid a ticket or something.
Yeah. What? The entertainment will be worth it.
Like, I was on your side, but then I realised the admission free. I was like, no, I'll leave it.
No, guys, now stop. No, it'll be not
Callum,
a bad word said about the musical rave.
I'm sorry.
It is a fundraiser for the Musical Society as well. So yesterday I asked you guys to help me choose the kind of dance tune that would back up my musical rave song for today. It was between Jax Jones and Swedish House Mafia, and the song the people voted for was Swedish House Mafia, Don't You Worry Child.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have written, and this needs to be very clear, musical style lyrics to be sung over the music of Swedish House Mafia, and I will sing them in the style of a musical performer.
A lot going on. Like, of all the songs you've taken on in this show, this one is the most complex, I would feel.
Yes, it requires the most explanation. Yes. Somebody asked me during the week, why are you doing it? I said, well, that's irrelevant. I'm doing it is the point. So, Emma, I need to ask your help because you're the DJ in this and I'm the musical performer.
Okay.
And I would love if you could, like, kind of talk me up.
Oh, dear.
As we hit the track.
Okay.
Yeah? So can you play musical rave DJ?
Okay.
And I'll play, you know, basically the Tiesto of this musical
of
rave.
Of musicals.
Swedish House Mafia.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is anybody alive out there?
Woo!
Let's go! Jazz hands in the air. On 3, 2, 1, let's go!
I wish that I could live on Broadway, where I can see a new show every day. I dream of dancing on the subway. Yeah! Tap and ballet. Razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle now. Come on and sing a song or two. Razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle, wow. Blah. Take your seats hear those opening beats of the overture, feeling so demure as the curtains rise. All those muscly guys doing lifts and kicks, whirly twirly tricks, then a costume change and a spinning stage. Check this choreography, no photography. Thump-a-dump, there goes Jean Valjean singing one day more in one great big chorus. The intermission gives you permission to pee and poo. Then let's do act two. After the encore, screaming we want more. Fa la 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 la, tra la 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 la, la la. Am I cancelled?
No. Far from it. Aisling Bonner, I don't know how you do it. I'd love to spend an hour in your brain.
I think that was the stupidest thing I've ever done.
I think the best thing you've ever done.
So are you coming?
I have to hang out with my granny, which is much uncooler than your event, babe. Do you know what I mean?
All of that for nothing.
Enjoy tonight. That'll be whopper. Morning, Tia. I hope you're well and looking forward to the weekend.
Woo!
Yesterday was a really exciting day in Dublin. Naturally, there was rumour going around for the last little while, in case you don't know, that there was going to be a Paul Mescal lookalike competition happening in Smithfield Square yesterday at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
We talked about this in the show. I think it was inspired from the Timothy Chalamet success story of the Timothy Chalamet lookalike competition in New York in the last couple of weeks. Drew massive crowds and Timothy Chalamet himself showed up. So maybe the same hope was alive, considering the Gladiator premiere was going to be in Smithfield last night, that maybe it would
that be must a, be why they did it
a big moment,
yeah.
And perhaps Paul would show face. Again, this was kind of rumoured. There was little bits going on around on TikTok. The official posters looked very unofficial. They looked like I could have printed them myself here.
Microsoft Word vibes.
Exactly. Just hung up on random lampposts. But I committed to it. I said, listen, I'm going to go and suss it out. So I strolled down yesterday afternoon. And when I first arrived, there was nothing going on, right? There was a couple of people standing around outside Centra and they were filming something. And I walked up like a big loser and said, guys, are you filming for the Paul Mescal lookalike competition? And this girl just said, no. And I said, no. Oh, great. Okay.
Cringe.
Emma was so concerned that she didn't know where she was. She texts me asking, Callum, which bit is Smithfield Square?
No, but I knew where I was. But I was like, am I wrong? Because there's no one here. I was like, imagine if there's this massive event happening around the corner. So I kind of did a few laps of the place, being like, I even texted you.
She also texted me.
I was like,
would you consider the square outside the lighthouse? And I said, I meant, would you consider the square outside the lighthouse what? I was like, what are you asking here?
I was delirious. I was like, what if I miss like Paul Mescal showing up around the corner? I was like, I know where I am.
Yeah.
Have I got this wrong? Because literally it was a ghost town.
And were you on time?
I was probably 5 minutes early.
Okay.
So I was kind of strolling around, no sign of a sinner, and I really truly mean that. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see a lad walking towards me in GA shorts, and I say, right, okay.
I think we're
onto something here. So I walked straight up to this man who had a little sticker on his chest saying Paul Mescal.
Very good.
He's wearing a GAA Galway kind of jumper, GAA shorts, and claims to be a lookalike of Paul Mescal.
When you say claims, he didn't?
Not whatsoever, no. He just had the GAA shorts on. But I said, you know what, sir? I respect you. So I had a little chat with him.
Yeah.
By the time that chat was over, that went on for all of 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah.
The place was thronged. And
I couldn't believe the videos.
Thronged. Like, it went from 0 to 90 so quickly.
That's mad.
Now, what I will say, couple of disclaimers. What you see on social media isn't always real. People there were 90% media.
No.
No, I really, truly mean
no.
that. I could not believe the journalists that were sent to cover this, right? Mm. When I say, you name it, RTE were there, the Irish Examiner, the Hot Press, District Magazine, everyone was bloody media. The amount of people from this building, I was like, what are you doing here? I was like, why are you here? Is there not bigger assignments for you today?
Meanwhile, literal Paul Mescal is in Trinity College, like, with a hundred screaming girls. A way better, like, opportunity to video.
I turned to one journalist and I said, this job is mad, isn't it? And like, to be honest, I was there for a laugh for the show, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, a couple of things to tell you about it. It was really enjoyable. There wasn't many contenders, we'll say that,
right,
at the very least. And I caught up with Marcus. He was kind of the host of the event on a megaphone. He was a big character in himself. He's hilarious. And he had huge expectations at the beginning. How many Paul Mescal lookalikes do you expect to show up today?
I'm expecting anywhere between 5 and 1 million to show up, to be honest. It's Mescal fever out here, Mescal frenzy. I think, you know, Paul Paul Mescal's a state of mind. It's a movement. He's our firstborn son of Ireland, and he's also the gladiator of our hearts. What really matters here is that, you know, the Mescal spirit is embodied.
He's excellent.
He's amazing.
Paul
He's
Mescal
a funny guy.
Is a state of mind. I actually agree with
it
that.
It is. Now, I must tell you, I would say two people that showed up looked like kind of like Paul Mescal.
Okay.
The other two that showed up just wore shorts. And then another person who was dressed up like Paul Mescal was a journalist. So I'm not going to say there was a huge buy-in on this.
Well, he did say 5 to 1 million. And he got 5.
There wasn't like huge Paul Mescal's coming in and quitting or moving around their day's work to facilitate this.
Yeah.
But it was great crack. I'll give it that. It was great crack, the whole thing. And the lookalike Paul Mescal's were in such demand. The media were queuing up to try and get a little word with all of them as if they were celebs. Carl was one of those people, and to say he was thronged with requests from the media.
Up every day and I'm like, I want to be Paul Mescal. I want to be that Irish hunk of a man that he is. I think I'm rocking it today. I've got the short shorts, got the hat. I'm missing the chain.
What do you think your chances are?
Look, I think there's a load of Pauls. I don't have the curls. I'm missing the curls.
That's
so
okay.
There's a few guys out here today that are rocking the curls, and I think they might have a slight better chance, but I've got the legs.
I would say this call I spoke to probably was the person who looked least like Paul Mescal of all of them.
Okay.
And then another Paul doppelganger. This guy is the guy who won the competition. Honestly, if you glance quickly, you're like, that's Paul Mescal. He was the most similar to him. He was there with his girlfriend, an absolutely lovely guy. And his girlfriend and he met in Trinity. And I had to ask her, I said, now, did you start going out with this fella before or after normal people?
Yeah.
And she said, I'm not going to lie after. But I asked him, like, why'd you enter the competition?
Yeah, once or twice, certainly, it's come up. In the past week, like, 5 times. But yeah, for years now, yeah. Since normal people came out first, I think I've gotten it. And look, it's not a bad one to get.
No.
I'm happy out, yeah.
Not at all. Is he as kind as Conal is to Marianne?
He's the kindest person I've ever met.
Oh my God, precious Conal and Marianne, real life.
And this lad went on and won the whole thing. The prize was 20 quid or 3 drinks. And
okay.
I think the guy who won that lad chose the 3 drinks.
That's fair enough.
So there you go. There's loads of videos on our Instagram at official Spin 103.8 if you want to go and take a look at the big frenzy that was yesterday. It went on for like an hour. Honestly, the loo was getting out of there. It was crazy, but it was all media.
That's hilarious.
Today, I am getting an Irish Rail train for the first time in 20 years.
What?
That's the truth. That is the God honest truth. I'm getting a train for the first time in 20 years today.
What?
I swear.
That's mental.
I'm going to tell you the full story really soon, but that is a fact, okay? 087 711 1038. With that in mind this morning, we want to know, what have you not done in ages, right? What really basic thing have you not done in ages? The fact of the matter is, I'm getting a train today for the first time in 20 years. That's a legitimate statement. And I want to hear your stories. 087 711 103. Get your voice notes over, please.
I'm speechless.
Right, I just told Aisling something that's quite shocked her quite a bit. Today, I am getting on a train for legitimately the first time in 20 years.
Can we break this down a little bit?
Yeah.
Can you clarify train? Train in Ireland? Any train?
Any train.
Have you been on a train abroad?
I don't think so.
In 20 years?
I really don't think so.
Have you been to any European country?
Maybe like trams.
Okay, you're not counting trams and subways.
I did get a train when I lived in Budapest quite a bit to the airport.
Okay,
but
in Ireland, you haven't got a train in 20 years.
Potentially more shocking for you, the time I got the train 20 years ago when I was 11 is the one and only time I ever got a train in Ireland.
It's actually not that shocking at this point. I would be more shocked if you were constantly getting the train up to age 11 and then never again.
It was the one and only time, yeah. I was on sent up to visit my uncle in Dublin from Waterford. And look, I suppose reason being, I drive.
Did something happen to you on the train?
Nope, no bad experience.
Were you traumatised?
I love the idea of a train and just kicking back and relaxing and throwing in the headphones and reading a book and chilling. The opportunity to go on a train hasn't happened until today. I won't have my car and I have to get to Waterford.
That's incredible.
So I'm booked in, can't wait to check out Houston.
This is mad!
I'm buzzing. And I'd love to hear from you this morning on 087 711 1038. The mundane things you just haven't done in ages. Might have been a gig. You might have not have been out in the country for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You might I don't know, you tell me. You mightn't have been to the south side in 6 months.
Yeah, been to a hotel.
Simple stuff. 087-711-103. Maybe you haven't been in a restaurant in over 2 years.
Yeah.
Or a cafe.
I really want to hear
these.
My
mind is blown like by these things. And another thing that's kind of spurred me on this as well, it's just kind of two things falling into one. One, the train, which is mad. I haven't been on a train in literally 20 years. My dad went to the cinema last weekend with my mum to see small things like these for the first time in 42 years.
What? 42 years.
42 years was the last time my dad, Jim, walked into a cinema, and he went last weekend. To be honest, I was shocked he went because it's not really his thing.
Yeah, and my brother,
it was all kind of chat in the family WhatsApp group. My brother was like, when's the last time you were in a cinema, Dad? And he was like, 42 years ago, Bart.
So in your whole life and loads more, he has never been to the cinema.
He has never stepped foot inside
the
cinema.
Would your dad mind us divulging his age? Or roundabout, he would have been like in his 20s when he last went to the cinema.
Yeah. My dad would be 62 now, I think.
So he was like
a little baba.
21.
Yeah.
It's mad. When he last went to the cinema.
I'd love to hear from you on this because I found that wild to learn. 087-711-103. What have you not done in ages? I can't wait for the train, lads. I'm absolutely buzzing.
My granny's never had pizza.
What?
Yeah. What? She's like, ew. I don't want bread.
Are you serious? come on, get in touch. I'd love to hear from you on this. Louise is standing by. That question to you.
Never mind ages. I've never, ever been on the Lewis.
Louise!
Don't ask.
Are you from Dublin?
I'm from Dublin, but I don't actually live in Dublin anymore. So if I go into Dublin, I get the bus in and I come home, but I never actually need the Lewis in between.
I
don't know how you get on the Lewis. I don't know where the stops are. I wouldn't have notion. I'd probably get run over by one if I walked.
Well,
I forget that they're there.
First things first, Louise, it's completely free. Which is a joke. just kidding. That is crazy. I actually love the Lewis, I have to say.
The Lewis is great.
It's the most reliable form. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing. You need to. Will you let us know when you finally do? I want to hear your review.
I'll send you one.
Yeah, I think you'll be scared.
I think I probably will, getting on, because I don't know what you do. Like, do you
that's
show
fair.
Your card? Do you show a ticket? Do you have to show, pay somebody to get on?
You have to show your passport as well.
That's only if you're going over the test
side. Yeah, thanks, Louise. Talk to you later. 087-711-103. What have you not done in ages?
This is crazy.
David was on.
Hey, how's it going? I don't think it's that weird or strange, but I've never ordered anything online and everybody else seems to think that's wild. So, yeah.
What?
Oh my God.
You've never ordered on Deliveroo or...
What a classic man.
Wow.
As in like classical.
Wow.
Wow. Nothing on... anything online.
I'm just trying to take that in, like in terms of the things you can do.
I'm actually really impressed with
that's
that.
Cool, David. Yeah. Keep that up for your lifetime, I urge you.
Definitely.
087-711-103. Get in touch and your voice notes. What have you not done in ages? We're asking it this morning. 087-711-103. What have you not done in ages?
These are so eye-opening. I have a few texts to get through here. Adele got in touch and said, I have never had a cup of tea. I'm 42 years old.
No, I actually don't know
what
to say.
Some people would probably cry at the thoughts of that. I've never had a cup of tea either.
What?
No, never, never.
You've never tried a cup of tea?
I think I've sipped my mum's tea once in my life and I said, no thank you, that tastes awful.
Yeah. Well, that's Monday's show sorted.
Ashling drinks tea. Emily said, I haven't got a Dublin bus in over 10 years either, Emma, so very similar experience to you.
Wow.
And Soraya said, I've never ever had a cheeseburger from any fast food restaurant. I do eat meat burgers, but I've never had a cheeseburger from a fast food chain.
Very specific. Get
Soraya.
On that, girl. This in as well from Orla.
I haven't had a full-time, proper, long-term relationship in 27 years.
Wow.
And happy out.
Good on you, Orla.
Yes, Orla.
That's my girl.
Queen.
Good on you. That's absolutely fine. Perfect. And this in as well, Aisling, I think this one now is going to knock your socks off. Jonathan, first time I was in a toilet in a shopping centre in 13 years. It was 2 weeks ago in the Gervs. He says, the last...
How does he remember?
He said, the last time was in Orlando.
Get up, good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Three, two, one.
on.
Good morning. What's the story?
Hello.
It's been a lovely week for myself and Ash, getting to wander around the city, hop on all forms of public transport, and hand people €200 worth of TFI Leap cards. Not today, though. Not today. Today, someone much more special and important is taking on that task.
We're roping in the big guns.
Ah, yeah.
The man himself.
You have to go bigger on a Friday.
Yeah, listen to that jolly laugh. Matthews is heading out today.
So good they named him twice.
Yeah, hello guys, what's going on? This is the first, because I never see you guys in here. So it's the first time. Well, Emma, I see you more, but Ashley, never really see you, so we're seeing each other for the first time.
I'm very elusive. Matthew is here because we are teaming up with Transport for Ireland. We're celebrating their 90-minute fare with the TFI Leap card. If you don't know about this, it means you can use multiple modes of applicable TFI services in Dublin within 90 minutes for one fare. So you just tap once and then you tap again.
Do you know who knew about that? Matthews.
Fly out.
I know
everything.
All week, we want you to win €200 worth of TFI Leap cards. Even better news, more chance for you to win those next week. So that'll sort out your commutes for quite a long time, and you don't have to do a single thing this morning, but chill out wherever you are, and Matthews will use one of the applicable TFI services, or many, to come to you and hands deliver them this morning. Honestly, lucky you listening.
Yes, so if you're interested, you got to WhatsApp us right now where you are, along with your name, okay, to 087-711-1038. So basically, you need to be in this place the next 90 minutes or so, because Matthews, he's a whiz with the public transport.
He is.
He'll be there quicker than you know. So over on WhatsApp, 087-711-1038, let us know your name and where you are, and he will literally go anywhere, won't you, Matt?
I will find you, for sure.
All right, Liam Neeson.
Matthew, we could be sending you to all sorts. Did they tell you this when you signed up to this now?
They did. They told me different locations. They just didn't tell me where, so this is the exciting part.
90 minute zone goes all the way out into the sea.
Yeah, have you brought your togs?
I have actually, yeah, for the gym later on. Always go for a swim afterwards.
You might go all the way out to the sea, but you might go out to Hoth, you might go up to Donabate, across to Maynooth, Racool. That's all included
now,
in that area.
Oh, wow. Way out into the mountains. You could be going a long way.
Hellfire Club.
So that's where I'm from. I'm from the mountains anyway. Living way close up.
There you go.
All right, 087-711-1038. All you have to do to win yourself €200 worth of TFI Leap cards, really, really impressive stuff that'll keep you going for quite some time, is let us know who you are and where you are right now. Please get in touch.
All this week, we've been teaming up with Transport for Ireland. We're celebrating their 90-minute fare with the TFI Leap card. This is class. You can use multiple modes of applicable TFI services in Dublin within the 90 minutes for one fare. So you tap on once, you can tap on again, and it doesn't cost you anything extra.
It's very cool. And all week, as we said, we've been coming to you. You don't have to do anything. Just chill out wherever you are. We'll make our way to you using applicable TFI services. So like Lewis bus, I was on the bus yesterday. It was actually so joyous. I went to a veterinary clinic, hand delivered some TFI Leap cards. It was just a very nice experience.
And we're doing it all next week as well.
Yeah, loads of chances and very juicy TFI Leap cards to go as well. €200 worth. So what are you laughing at, Callum?
I've never heard a leap card be called juicy.
That juicy little frog.
We have to find out where Matthews is headed today. You've been telling us where you are, who you are, where you are, and where you're going to be for the next 90 minutes. So let's try and get this sorted so we can get moving.
Morning, Greg speaking.
Greg's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
I'm great, great. Thank you very much for your call.
Good. Oh, we're good, Greg.
Any plans for the weekend?
Chill out with my kids.
Beautiful.
Nice.
There's some plans made by my wife, and I have a little surprise for my oldest one.
Oh. Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, there is a...
Come back.
Come back.
Are you Ashley?
Hiya, good night. Come here, what's the surprise for your kid?
There is a nice car event on the RDS car show, so there is a little surprise for my oldest one. Ah, gonna bring in a meme.
That's brilliant.
Got all excitement in your house this weekend then. Listen, do you use public transport, Greg, yourself?
Yes, when I'm not at work, a lot.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, we have €200 worth of TFI Leap cards, and Matthews is here, and he'd like to bring them to you. Where are you right now, and where are you going to be for the next 90 minutes?
Leafy Valley Shopping Centre.
Ah, not too bad at all.
Not too shabby.
Sip of the N4. Yeah. And that's very handy. There's plenty of ways to get there. Are you working there, Greg?
Yes, I do.
Do you work in a shop, in a particular shop that we can find you at?
No. Whenever you will be around, just give me a call and then I will explain why Why I'm working there.
He's keeping his cards close to his chest.
Very secret. Yes.
All right, Matthews, I bestow upon you two 100 euro TFI Leap cards.
Oh my goodness.
It sounds really sketchy. Whoa. We don't know where Greg really is or exactly what he's doing, but I think Matthews is a strong man and can handle it.
Yes, I'm glad we're sending a man out for this one because it sounds sort of scary.
This will be an interesting one. Okay. Let's just hope I come back.
Greg, stay wherever you are. We don't really know. And Matthews is on his way.
Super. So I will see you there, guys.
Yes,
you'll see you there.
See you there, hopefully.
See you there, definitely. See you there, guys.
Bye. Poor Greg was getting all sorts of accusations levied against him, all because he wouldn't say what shop he works in. You're all right, Greg. We know you're fine.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Anyway, Matthew's gone. Good luck, Matthew. Bye. Right. Updates with Michaela after that, yeah. I guess.
I'll be glued.
And more chances to win with TFI next week here on Spin. Honestly, people listening to the show are so funny. So we just had Greg on the phone a few minutes ago, in case you weren't with us. And Greg won our competition. So Matthews is on his way to find him to hand him 200 euros worth of TFI Leap cards. Mm-hmm. We can give them out while we get on the show. But in order for us to find Greg, who won, he needed to tell us where he was, and he wasn't really revealing his location in Liffey Valley.
Yeah,
he wasn't really giving it. He said, give me a call and I'll tell you where I am when you get there, right? Someone's messaged in, Ash, saying, Greg works for Liffey Valley Secret Service. He can't reveal his location or he'll be in danger.
Liffey Valley Secret Service. So good.
Oh, God.
Oh,
it's a loosey-goosey Friday, lads. Good morning.
Oh, listen, lads, I know I'm laughing here now, but truth be told, I haven't really been myself this morning, dealing with quite a lot at home. Yesterday,
my heart actually just sank. This better be sarcasm.
No, I know. No. It's absolutely not. Yesterday, obviously, my boyfriend Alex was on the show. He took part in the girly quiz and, you know, it was all love and romance and joy and we seemed like the perfect couple.
Yeah, you did,
I think. But yesterday,
you knew your bra size and everything.
Yesterday, my boyfriend Alex cheated on me on the street with an old lady. He was walking down Grafton Street and he bumped into my friend Sienna. And the two of them were having a chat outside Weir's Jewelers, you know, that big jewelers down the end, opposite Boots. And outside Weir's is a big, massive mistletoe. They always put that up for Christmas. And as they were chatting, a little older lady came over. And she turned to Alex and she said, you know, if you go under that, you can give her a kiss. And my friend Sienna said, oh, I don't think we should do that because he's my best friend's, he's my best friend's boyfriend. And then she went, oh, you better not do that. And then she looked at Alex and she said, I suppose she's doing very well for herself with you. Right? And then they sort of awkwardly laughed. And then she said, or you could just give me a kiss. Right? And then Alex, this is all true, so awkward, sort of leans down. She gives him a kiss on the cheek. And then she says, that's just made my day now. And headed off. Absolute adulterers, the pair of them. Is that just so random?
Are you fuming?
Listen,
you're bitch.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
One more tune.
Go on, Ash.
One more tune. Hear me, Dave. One more tune.
God, I'd say if Dave has the radio on, he's just angrily switched it off.
He hates when we sing the one more tune song.
Yeah, it makes him really sad. So he's away. So why not? We'll go for it. Okay, this is one more tune. It's up to you to pick what song is going to launch the weekend on Spin as we close the show at 10 o'clock. And you've got three songs to choose from. One is my choice, one is Dave's choice, and one is Aisling's choice. All you have to do is vote for the song you want to hear in full by sending Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
I have a question I can't believe I didn't ask.
Go on.
I was away for 2 weeks and I left in a row three James Blunt songs for one more tune. Please tell me how many, if not all, of the three won.
I can't do it. Callum, will you?
None of them won.
What?
You came dead last every time. Yeah. You picked up about like 1%.
No one wants James Blunt.
You're the only person who seems to care about James Blunt
anymore.
He peaked
with the song that you won with, the Wise Man's.
Absolutely.
And actually, you know what was annoying about it as well? Because you left us 2 weeks worth of songs. The whole James Blunt hype about like him, his comeback, was so old news.
No one cares.
So it sounded really irrelevant for you still to be shouting on about James Blunt 2 weeks later. So
absolute uncultured swine listen to this show.
Three brand new picks for you this week. What's it going to be? It's weird to think that's about 7 or 8 years old at this stage. That is Cardi B and J Balvin, and I like it. It's an absolute tune. Emma in a WhatsApp, please vote for it. 087 711 1038. Dave's on his holidays, but he's left us this.
Greetings from my couch. I can't believe I took off an entire week just to watch the election, and it was over in one day. Fantastic. Anyway, speaking of the election, this week I've gone for this song. I thought very apt. It's Green Day, an American Idiot. If you want that to play as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp. 087 711 1038.
All right, Ash, over to you, girl.
All right, you didn't like James Blunt, so here's Miley Cyrus.
Okay, cool.
See, I can do cool. That is Miley Cyrus. And we can't stop. Pretend you didn't hear the deathly silence after I said that there. And if you want to hear that song in full, it is Aisling in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
No, I don't care what wins this week. Three really good song choices. I'd be happy to hear any of them. Okay, I've gone for Cardi B and J Balvin. I like it. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038. Come on! Dave has gone for Green Day, American Idiot. That's Dave in a WhatsApp to the same number.
And I have gone for Miley Cyrus and We Can't Stop. If you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038. All right, America had their day on Tuesday, but our general election is coming up quick and fast. It's been announced. It's happening on November 29th. That's just 3 weeks away. And here at Spin, we want to make sure that your voice is heard. We saw this week just how important that is. Your voice is your vote. And we are urging you to make sure you're registered in time so you can have your say on election day. You have no excuse now. We've been telling you about this for weeks, really. Time is running out. Applications for new voters, or if you want to change your details, that all closes next Tuesday, the 12th of November. So you really only have a few days left to get sorted. Emma and I got sorted yesterday over on checktheregister.ie. You can go on there for loads of different reasons, whether you're registering for the first time, or if you're changing your details, if you've moved house or whatever, or if you just want to check that all your deets are correct. It's a very comprehensive site, isn't it, Emma? Yes, checktheregister.ie. And over the next few days on the show, we're going to be chatting to some familiar faces about what voting means to them. And the one and only Instagram's Fionnuala J is with us today. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're
can't
good.
Believe it's 2 years on this show and it's the first time looking at your lovely face
in
the studio.
I'll pretend I'm not offended. I am slightly, but look, we're here now. It's fine.
Isn't it so nice to hear a Cork accent on Spin?
Oh, absolutely. It's just lovely to hear Fionnuala's voice. It's been a while since I've seen you.
Stop it, guys. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Fionnuala, we don't usually do serious things on this show, but this is an interesting part of the year because it's election. It's coming into an election period of time, right? There's stuff going on. People are kind of figuring out who they want to vote for, which is great and things like that. But also people are wondering, would I even bother voting? What would you say to people like this?
See, I get it, and I get that there can be like a lethargy and a feeling of, oh, I'm just one person in a huge country or a huge city. Like, is my vote actually going to do anything? And the fact of the matter is, It will. Yeah. And I think also, like, it's so important to exercise your democratic right. There are lots of places everywhere else where people do not have that privilege. It's such a privilege to be able to vote. And I think there are so many issues affecting people right now. And that, like, we cannot enact change unless everyone comes out and has their say, whatever that is.
It's also so fun. I feel like it's a lot of fun to vote. It's a lot of fun going and ticking your name off that box and then going into your little booth area and putting it in yourself. There's something cool about it. It's still a rush from the first time I ever did it.
I've changed now to being voting in Dublin, but I remember, like, for the marriage referendum, doing that drive, you know, to that local village that I grew up in, and like seeing a girl from school I haven't seen in years, being like, well, Yeah. And we're all there for the same reason.
Literally.
Were you going back to Cove a lot?
Yes, yeah, up and down until, again, I changed the dress up here as well. But again, I had a very similar experience to you again with that referendum, with the abortion referendum. Yeah. Like, I just think it is, like, as you said, it is fun to be involved. Make it a day. Mm. Get your mates to do it. Get your coffee and a sweet treat after, yeah. you know yeah. what I mean? Or before. And then exercise your right to vote. I mean, yeah. incredible. What a day.
And would you say that the attitude has changed from those referendums, say, among young people?
In terms of voting and the want to vote?
And the, like, power that of the people, kind of.
Do you know what? I will actually not be negative, Nancy. I do feel like there is a... maybe we've gone the other way where people are feeling, like, so disillusioned with everything that's going on. Yeah, where they are feeling like, well, what does it matter? And stuff like that. Yeah. So, again...
Because I suppose this is different, isn't it? It could cover so many different topics rather than in those cases they were referendums on one particular thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas this is like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what this person stands for. I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one during the year as well that really confused people? And it was just about changing the wording in the actual legislation. Mm. And I think that really kind of put people off. And that was, I don't know what it was about. It was about...
The role of women in the home.
That's exactly what it was, yeah. And I think people got really confused to the point where they're like, you know what, I'm just not going to bother. And I was like, no, you need to... Like, it's so simple actually to go and look up what certain things mean.
Yeah, because what does yes mean? Do you agree or not agree?
Yes.
That kind of thing.
And the good matter is, no matter what it is you're voting, you just get out and vote.
Yeah.
That's the main message. I mean, that's the main thing.
It's so simple, but we are such people of convenience. So the minute there's any kind of quote-unquote barrier or it's not immediately clear to us, I can't understand why people would sit at home and then be like, why would I bother? And as you said, when there are lots of, you know, we'll say topics and stuff at hand and concerns that people have. Mm. But this is the thing. Maybe you're not concerned about one area of life or society, but I guarantee there's something else that is going to impact, and maybe if it's not impacting you now, like, it will probably down the line. That's the one thing I say, like, you might not want to deal with politics will deal with you eventually. And I think that's the thing that people need to take away from this.
I like that.
I think as well, you might think, as a maybe 18-year-old now listening in the car this morning, oh, sure, the housing crisis won't affect me, they'll have it sorted by then or whatever.
Well, that's what we said.
That's what we said. If someone is listening to this feeling overwhelmed and, like, say, looking at their own local politicians and everything, where would you even start in terms of, if someone's feeling like, oh, sure, how would I even, is there a TikTok on all this?
Look, I know we're a generation of, we don't like answering the phone, we don't like answering the door, right? I get it. I don't like answering the door. I hate talking to people generally. That seems contradictory. But, like, if they're calling, if people are canvassing and they're calling to your door, it's an opportunity to ask questions.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to put them on the spot then. If there's a specific question you have, put it to them when they call to the door. Don't ignore it. Don't look at the camera doorbell and say, I'm not bothered. Like, because there's no chance that they'll call around again. If in the event that you're not home or whatever, look at what they're putting through, look at their leafleting and see if there's anything again that you can challenge them on, follow it up with their office. Like, you have to just keep on. If you have questions, ask the questions. Don't look back and think, and say someone does get voted in and they have policies you completely disagree with and you're after voting for them without having kind of realised or done the proper research. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, that's what I would recommend. Like, talk to them.
Yeah.
Talk to them, challenge them, get the answers that you want.
Fionnuala J, a pleasure as always to chat to you.
Where can people find you, by the way?
I'm at Fionnuala J.
Amazing. Actually, I love your Instagram, by the way, as well.
Thanks. I love you guys.
Oh, thanks. Stop.
29th of November, that is the day. And as we said, Tuesday's the last day to get yourself sorted. We will be chatting to more people about this over the next few days on Spin with James Kavanagh coming on the show on Monday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Spin's Fully Charged. Recharged.
Okay, just coming up on 10 now, and it's time to hand over to our producer, Callum, to give us a little public roasting as he does on a Friday.
How are we? It's a very busy odd day today. I'm just give me 2 seconds. There we go. Hello. Welcome to the worst bits of the week. What a week it's been. Ray announced a Kilmainham gig.
Yay, I'm going.
Paul Mescal mania in Smithfield yesterday. And Aisling returned from Mexico.
Aww.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. Aisling had to press the buttons on the show. No, it's not. I really messed this up.
Callum!
I've lived in Ireland nearly 7 years, but today was the first day I've ever heard the leap card be called this.
Very juicy TFI leap cards to go as well. €200 worth.
I've never heard a leap card be called juicy.
That juicy little frog.
Juicy little.
Interesting front. Image in my head of a juicy leap card.
So do I, actually.
Aisling had to press the buttons and host the show on her own as Emma was out delivering leap cards, and her skills require a little bit of work.
I'll get the mic out there.
All right, see you later.
Get your muff. You've left your mic muff.
Okay.
All right, see you now. Next up on Spin.
Well done, Ash. It's going well.
It's New Weird. Birds of the Sky.
Why did you just stop?
Because I panicked. I just panicked. I was like, I can't believe it's just all on me right now.
So surely the second time Aisling had to talk around the songs, she got better?
Miles Smith and Stargazing on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma's off to deliver a leap card to Clara. So I'm just going to play a few of these. I never get the chance to do this.
This is so fun. I hadn't heard that. That's excellent.
And finally, I really fancy watching a popular Disney film, but I just don't know what it's called.
And the groom was dressed as Elsa from Let It Go, Princess Elsa.
From Frozen, you mean?
Or sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
You sounded only, so only back old. 20, back do you know Elsa? She does the Let It Go.
From Let It Go.
Ivan, producer Callum, they've been the worst bits of the week. Sorry I was flustered. I was trying to work out the percentages for the winner of One More Tune. Oh, and yeah, didn't yeah, have yeah, them no. written yeah. down.
Sure.
A lot going on today. All right. Okay, One More Tune. Where are we at?
Yeah, so you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma, you went for I Like It by Cardi B. Dave went for Green Day, American Idiot. And Aisling, you went for Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop.
Yeah, I was trying to get a bit more into the, you know, the target demographic because people don't like James Blunt, apparently.
So, in dead last is poor old Emma Nolan with 8%.
Oh, you don't like a bit of Cardi B?
Absolute
I'm actually
stinker.
Shocked by that.
What? But barnstorming it this week, it was actually very close between you and Dave, Aisling. It is Aisling Bonner with 50% of the votes.
Do you know what? That's fair enough.
Dave got 42% of the vote, so it was all very close this week.
Apart from mine.
Yeah, no, Emma, no one wanted to hear Cardi B.
I guess I should stick to the playlist.
We're back here Monday morning when you wake up. Enjoy every second of your weekend. And Michaela Hayes is on the way. Thanks for being with us. Mind yourself. Have a good one. Miley Cyrus.
Woohoo!
Can't Stop. You're listening to Spin.
Red cousin sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.